Yes, Captain. Its components appear similar to those found in living organisms.
Bones, any opinion?
There's some resemblance. I don't know how much we can depend on it, but I'll tell you one thing. We have to get out of this area. Those mists out there are acting something like a macromorphase enzyme. If the shields don't stay up, the hull will be corroded, and we'll all be broken down into nice, digestible particles.
I'm inclined to agree with the doctor, Captain. The mass of the planet Alondra has been steadily growing smaller since we've been in here.
Captain, I have a subspace radio message coming in from Governor Wesley of Mantilles.
Transfer it to my quarters.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sulu, use your scanners to assemble a diagram of the cloud's composition and feed it to the library computer.
3.5 hours, Jim. That's not enough. Even if I had the ships available to totally evacuate the planet.
You have time to save some people, Bob.
That won't be long enough either. But it'll have to do.
How are you going to choose?
There is no choice, Jim. We'll save the children.
In 3 hours and 20 minutes, the cloud will reach Mantilles. Millions of people will die. I need your help, gentlemen. Your analyses?
If we assume the cloud is a living being, we must also assume it needs some kind of food to sustain itself.
Agreed. Judging from the disappearance of Alondra, the cloud lives on the energy it converts from the planets it consumes.
Exactly. It is like a huge bull grazing here and there in the pasture of the universe.
What about those blobs, Bones?
I think they perform the same function as teeth. They break up the larger chunks of matter for digestion.
Lieutenant, let's see what the scanners have come up with on the cloud's composition. It seems to have some sort of anatomy. Eriks, where are we on that chart?
Hosting Enterprise position, sir.
The opening where we were drawn in seems to have closed. But there's another opening up there on top.
If this thing does have some kind of digestive system, we don't stand much of a chance of making it that far.
3 hours, 5 minutes until the cloud reaches Mantilles, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Eriks. Since we appear to have only one way out, we're going to take it. Mr. Sulu, take us to that central core area.
Aye, aye, sir.
And if this thing does have a stomach, we just might be able to give it enough indigestion to make it turn away from Mantilles.
We've reached the entrance to the central core, Captain.
What do we do now?
Knock. No need, Bones. Here we go.
Those things.
I think we're in what corresponds to the small intestine. Those things growing out of the wall would be similar to villi.
Villi?
The human small intestine is lined with millions of them to absorb nutrients into the body.
Captain, those villi are antimatter. If the Enterprise touches one of them,
we'll explode. Mr. Sulu, keep the deflectors up at all costs.
Yes, sir.
Incredible. They're destroyed on contact with the matter this thing takes in, and then they regenerate immediately.
Scott, the bridge?
Yes, Scotty.
Keeping the deflectors this high is putting an enormous strain on the engines, Captain, especially the antimatter. What with the maximum power demands and all, the reserve is falling fast.
How much time do we have?
21 minutes, sir. But if the indicator goes below 2 anti-kilos, the engines won't regenerate.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Mr. Eriks, try to make your way through to the opening on the other side.
Yes, sir.
I can't hold it on course, sir. We're using all power. Increase deflector screens to maximum.
Screens to maximum, sir.
Captain's log supplemental. The Enterprise has only 15 minutes left before her power is drained, and we are left helpless.
If we don't stop the power drain right now, that'll be the end of us.
And if we do stop, we'll be drawn into one of the villi, and the ship will explode.
Captain, you said that villi are antimatter. If we could get a piece of it, I could put it in the antimatter engine, and it would regenerate. we'd have enough power for the engines and the shields to go on maximum again.
We need both the matter and the antimatter engines regenerated.
Matter's no problem. We can beam aboard some of the planet chunks out there. Then we can cut a piece of the antimatter villi with the tractor beam and transport it aboard like that.
Bring it aboard? If the antimatter touches the inside of the ship, or any of us, we'll be blown to bits.
I can rig a force field box that'll hold the piece of villi suspended in the center. Then I can take it into the antimatter nacelle, put it into the regenerating chamber, and release the force field by remote control.
Scotty, we've got 10 minutes left.
The force field is holding. Let's go. Well, that gives us 2 minutes. All right, Gabriel. Open it. Close it.
Scotty, you've just given the Enterprise and Mantilles a chance to live.
Thank you, sir.
Situation, Mr. Spock.
The cloud is now only 42 minutes, 14 seconds from Mantilles, Captain. And we have ascertained an important fact. This being does have a brain.
Intelligent?
Impossible to say at this moment, Captain. It has made only one action which might be interpreted as intelligent. It changed course from Alondra toward Mantilles. But that could have been an involuntary response to the sensing of food.
Where is the brain located?
That irregularly shaped object at the top of the core emanates considerable electrical activity.
It's pretty certain to be the brain, Jim. The functioning of the brain is basically electric.
If we can reach it before the cloud gets to Mantilles, we might be able to save the planet. We'll use the photon torpedoes to destroy the brain.
Captain, this is a living creature. Starfleet regulations.
I know the regulations against the killing of intelligent life forms, Mr. Spock. But we don't know this life form is intelligent. And we do know the people on Mantilles are doomed if we don't stop it. If I have to be a judge, I decide in favor of saving Mantilles.